This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We should save some marriages today.
All right.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the divorce rate is at, what, like 70, 80% right now?
Big time.
Dang.
Like, it's
huge. Yeah. It's awesome.
There are a lot of attorney friends who are like, I am just
swamped.
Max.
Completely swamped. But we have some marriage and relations myths that we're going to get to because I don't know how I feel about these. But there's other couple things about relations in general as it relates to, I don't know if this is true. Let me ask the people, are you guys having healthy amount of relations right now? Okay. We got Amber's answer.
You're all right.
You are? Yeah, even in a pandemic?
Well, good for you, Steve. Yeah. Let me know your secrets.
You don't want to.
Lack of moral compass.
All that, yes. Lack of respect for everybody else.
For the planet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Easy, Amber.
Good point. All right.
You know that whole leaving scruples? Just erase that from your head. You can do whatever you want. We told you to take a lover when you went to Los Angeles.
You gave me permission. I don't want it.
I know you don't. But let me just explain why you do.
I mean, not that I don't. You know what I mean.
Relations isn't just good for your body, it's good for your brain, too.
Indeed.
Oh. Researchers from Princeton found that having relations reduces anxiety, improves learning, and
memory.
There.
That works.
Yeah. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Exactly.
Guess we know where you're at.
Yes, we do! But don't you feel like we're living that right now? Like, You're super anxious.
Well, yes.
You're all, and that the answer is
relations.
Right. That's why I don't have any stress.
Steve.
Just so tranquil.
Can I tell you why you don't have any stress?
What is that?
I don't think it has anything to do with relations.
What?
It's two words.
What?
Trust fund.
Yep.
Yeah,
amount of stake on it. It changes the way you feel. Next, the other thing about marriages, we can help save your marriage. Don't ever tell your significant other who you don't like in their family.
Yes, family members are off limits.
Oh.
Well, you can say, like, you can generally, you don't have to, like, love them, but you can't say you hate them.
Can you say what you don't like? I mean, what if it's just so obvious?
Yeah, it's hard to have to pretend and cover that up.
I mean, I will say this, with my wife's family, I don't have a single person. There's not anybody like that.
Well, they all live somewhere.
They're in another country,
yes.
So it makes it easier.
That's a lot of help.
But I will say, when we go see them for a really long time.
Yeah.
And we stay with them.
And you guys do
so
really.
So, you, like, if there's any rub, it's going to come out in
you
that
know
whole
it.
Thing.
That is true.
And they're great people. And I think what's nicest, like, the best quality that they all have is they adore me. So, like, how could I not like
right.
Wow,
that's all it takes for a slacker to get along with anyone. As long
yes.
as they love you, you're good.
I don't think she dislikes anybody in my family.
Well, I was going to ask you, now you're kind of estranged from your brother. So
yes.
had she, it, and if she...
She's spent time with all my brothers.
Without you there? Because you can't be in the same.
No, we were not estranged when she and I first got back together.
Oh, okay.
Got together.
So she likes, she hated
she
you?
She did, she, yes. She likes everybody in my family.
Nice.
That's good. You guys are lucky.
We are. Did you like your man thing? Every man you've dated, did you like their family?
I mean, I haven't really had that many serious relationships. I guess my last one that was kind of serious, I did, luckily.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved everyone in his family.
Because we have friends of show who I won't name now because it would get awkward, but they like literally despise their, like...
I don't know if I could do that. I don't think I could live like that.
You couldn't marry a guy if you loathed
his sister right. or his... Because it happens a lot.
Yeah. Is that a deal breaker?
Loathe?
Yeah.
You gotta, how much time are we spending with them?
That's the thing. You gotta get, you, then uh-huh. you have to be that wife that goes, why don't we move farther away from your sister? Or why don't we, here's the other thing. This is the one I really want to get to. These are marriage and relations myths, and I don't think all of them are myths.
Oh.
These are things that somebody is claiming that are myths. Like, for example, opposites attract. Do you think that's true or a myth?
I think it's the opposite. More
you
often,
you think you need more in common than you have opposite.
I think people more in common find each other than people who don't.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with it. Except I want somebody different than me, so they challenge me.
You don't
want
to date you.
I don't.
But you guys
date
have
me.
To have common interests.
Yeah, but if somebody was as verbose and obnoxious as I am, I could not be with them.
Absolutely.
It would be.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't, they say that one's a myth. I agree with you guys, but I also think opposites kind of
a gray area.
And yeah. I like what you said. You get to learn because they're going to bring to the table all the stuff that you don't. That's why, like with Amber dating guys of ethnicity,
yes.
she learns all these cultures for free.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I think the opposite's true with you. Like if you found somebody who was really into fitness it would be good because they would challenge you and try to get you up, but you'd right. be irritated.
He'd be miserable.
Because that's not who you want to be.
Kind of. I just want him to be hot.
Yeah,
just be hot and
let me be this. a couple more. Having children brings couples close together.
No way. No
way. It doesn't?
It introduces more stress. Whenever there's stress in a relationship, for some reason women think introducing more stress
Truth.
Gets rid of the stress.
I agree with that, but like that's a pretty tight bond, right?
It Truth. Is.
I think both are true.
It can be tight.
I think if your relationship is pretty rock solid, the children aren't going to mess it up. Because uh-huh. I think we look at T-Hack and his wife.
Yeah.
They had a great relationship. They bring in this perfect child. It also matters what the kid is like.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if your kid's a little hellion with the colicky or like whatever.
Peter, but no, theirs is a perfect
They have a perfect child. They have a perfect relationship. Everything's falling into place for them and it's irritating.
It is. It's so annoying.
But I think sometimes the children can't. But if you are having, like what Steve said. If you're having the children to try to fix something,
it makes it worse.
Way worse, definitely.
Dude. Yes, adding another stressor is, you said it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're so stressed. Let's bring in this other thing that'll bring our focus. No, it's just it's just one more, a couple more things. Men have a stronger libido than women. They say that's a myth. I could not disagree more.
Really?
I think the women's libido is much grander than we've always been taught or told.
I think women have been told to
downplay
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
But I agree. I think that's all we're
I've
here for.
I've never been in a relationship with somebody whose libido was the same as mine.
Yeah.
Ever. Like just...
I just don't think I can comment on this because like... When I date someone, it's like new. So like, it's always exciting. Like, yeah. Yeah. You're just like, right. I've never gotten to the point where it's like, I'm kind of sick of this. So like,
right.
I don't know.
Couple more. Good They say this one's a myth. Good communication is the key to a happy relationship. How is that not? How is that a myth? What do you think
Steve's
the key is?
He's going to justify it right now. I can tell.
Is it relations? What's the key?
Yeah. The only reason you're together is for the relations.
You're going...
No.
Yes, okay.
Anthropological.
Let's say you met your wife, and we're going to remove relations out of this relationship. Would you have still gotten married? I know.
Oh, you were talking to me.
Oh.
No. No, relations is
the reason why you're in a relationship.
And but communication is crucial.
Just
you
don't let it ruin
the
relationship.
You can't just fix things with relations. You got to communicate.
When it comes to guys, you can fix almost anything. Like, we could be deaf, we could be so mad at you, and you just, and we're good. It's over.
All right.
It's like, I'm just saying, I know it doesn't fix your side
right,
at all.
Right.
Yeah, so I gotta communicate.
That's where the communication's like, okay, if we talk for a minute, can we go over there? And then it's okay. The last one that doesn't make sense to me is living together before marriage is a good way to determine whether you're the right with the right person.
They're saying don't do that.
They're
or do
saying
that.
That's a myth.
I think that's fact.
That's 100% fact.
Okay.
You're going to walk down the aisle with somebody, and that's the first time you're going to live in the same house.
Right.
That's the first time you're going to smell their poo smell. That's the first time you're going to hear them in the middle of the night doing whatever.
Like, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody agree with that one?
No.
That one is a hard pass. We just saved marriages.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.